Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned in his Mubarak Hadith that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood in the world. Subhanallah, sallu alal habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this magnificent and beautiful series and silsila, the magnificent teachings of Islam, where we discuss various aspects of beautiful Islamic teachings. As we have discussed in the previous episode, make Quran your guide. Inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the graceful beauty of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala very beautifully says in his couplets that to praise our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, in such words and with such enthusiasm, Allahu Akbar. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, my eyes have never seen someone more beautiful than you. And no mother has ever given birth to someone so beautiful as you. Allahu Akbar. Wo kamale husni huzur hai. When Ala Hazrat describes the same sentiments, he says, Wo kamale husni huzur hai ki gumane naqs jahan nahi. Yahi phool khar se dur hai. Subhanallah. These are the words of pious predecessors of Islam. And then Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala goes on to say, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. And you were born how you would have wanted to be. Allahu Akbar. This is how the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him. And Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahsan al-nas, Allahu Akbar. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beautiful of people in his stature. And he was the most beautiful of people in his Mubarak face, Allahu Akbar. There is an incident narrated in the seerah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in Mawahib al-Adunya, that there was a woman in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, famous as Ummi Ma'bad. Once our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he visited her house with his sahaba, and they were hungry and thirsty. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ummi Ba'bad if she had anything to eat. She said she had nothing and her husband is gone out of the house in search of sustenance. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her that if she had anything to eat, he saw that there was a goat and he asked her permission if he could milk the goat. And she said, this goat does not give milk. Her milk supply has gone dry. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his miracle, when he touches the goat, Allahu Akbar, it gives so much of milk that all the Sahaba, they drank till they were satisfied. Allahu Akbar. This is the miracle and the mu'jiza for beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from the house of Ummi Ma'bad, and then in the evening, when her husband came back home, he asked, Ya Ummi Ma'bad, what is the matter? Where did you get so much milk from? We didn't even have milk in our house. And she says that it is the barakah of a Mubarak man. She called our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ar-Rajulul Mubarak. Allahu Akbar. A Mubarak person, subhanallah. This is how, because she was not aware of him, she didn't know his name. So she came up with her own name, that a Mubarak person, Allahu Akbar. This is how someone would describe the beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then she goes on to praise our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the extent where she mentioned how his face looked, how beautiful he was, how black were his hair, and how beautiful was his voice. Allahu Akbar. And then she says, when I saw him from far, he looked beautiful. And when I saw him up close, he looked even more beautiful. Allahu Akbar. This is the magnificent beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When someone asked Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where did you learn to praise our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a manner? And he replied that I learned this art from the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the beauty of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wadduha wal layli idha saja. And then Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala goes on to say, laylatul qadr mein matla'il fajr haq, maang ki istiqamat tilako salam. This is how the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our pious predecessors, they praised our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ustade zaman, Biradari Ala Hazrat Allama Hasan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says so beautifully, Dekhne wale kaha karte hain Allah Allah, yaad aata hai khuda dekh ke surat teri. This is what Umme Mahbad had seen in the beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and later on, inspired by his beauty, she and her husband, they embraced Islam on the hands of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Muhaqqiq Abdul Haq Dehlvi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says when he expounds on the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, indeed, the Mubarak face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reflected the true beauty of Allah azza wa jal. And it is mirroring the beauty of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the light, Allahu Akbar, the light of his personality is the reflection of the noor of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, this is the glorious beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he speaks of the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ الشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي فِي وَجْهِهِ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. That I have never seen anything like the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it was as if the sun was present in his Mubarak face. Such was the bright beauty and the radiance of the Mubarak face of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam was mesmerized at the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ala Hazrat beautifully explained it in his Mubarak Ash'ar. Yahi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan dale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya. Tujhe hamd hai khudaya, tujhe hamd hai khudaya. Allahu Akbar. This is the magnificent beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, in the previous scriptures, the beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned in such great detail. Those people that were there in the time of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and prior to him, they knew him so well from the description that was mentioned in Injil and Torah and the other books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they would recognize him better than their own children. Allahu Akbar. And when the first group of people who disapproved the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la yaktumun al-haqq wa hum ya'lamun. And no doubt a group of them conceal the truth knowingly. This ayah is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 146. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Khatam al-Huffaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes in the tafsir of this verse, what is the meaning that they used to hide? What they used to hide? And he says, بِكِتْمَانِ نَعْتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. They used to hide the naat, the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'azallah. The same praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about which Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala used to say that مَا إِمْ مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي. That I am not praising Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my voice and with my speech. وَلَكِنْ مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدٍ. But I am rather beautifying my own speech by the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, the people, they are doing the exact same thing, stopping us from praising our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, his praises will never stop. The praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be ever present until the day of judgment, inshallah. And how so? That Allah Almighty himself has elevated his zikr, his mentioning, Allahu Akbar, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. The status of praising our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is such a beauty, it is such a great ibadah, and it is such a great way and method of invoking Allah's mercy upon us. It is narrated from Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to appoint a pulpit in Masjid al-Nabawi for Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he would stand and defend the dignity of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, against the ones who spoke ill about him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then say, oh Allah, assist Hassan through Jibreel, for as long as he engages in defense of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, these were the du'as of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how he honored someone who praised him, Allahu Akbar. And these were the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of encouragement, that how we should revere and honor and praise our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indeed says in his Mubarak hadith that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين, that none of you can become a true believer until I become more beloved to you than your own children, than your own father and the people of the entire world. And the pious predecessors, when they praise our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا بزرگ توئی قصہ مختصر یا سید الجمال ولا سید البشر من وجهك المنير لقد نور القمر. الله اكبر. امام ابو نعیم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he writes that سیدنا یوسف, he was blessed with beauty more than all the prophets and the creation collectively. But the beauty bestowed upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah was not given to anyone. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given all of it, while Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam received just a share from it. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Therefore, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ala Hadrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he mentions this comparison between the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and the beauty of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he beautifully says that there is no comparison, the beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, far exceeds the beauty of the entire universe and the entire mankind. And he says about the beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Husne Yusuf pe kati Misr mein angushte zana, sar katate hain tere naam pe mardane Arab. Allahu Akbar. That whereas on one hand, the women folk of Egypt, they cut their fingers when they saw the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Whereas just on the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the men of Arabia are ready to give their head in sacrifice. Allahu Akbar. Zikr sab pheeke jab tak na mazkoor ho namkeen husn wala hamara Nabi. Allahu Akbar. The beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, you are more beloved to me than everyone except for my life. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that I should be even more beloved to you than your own life. Allahu Akbar. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, from now on, you are even more beloved to me than my own life. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jaan hai ishq Mustafa, roz fazu kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza, naze dawa uthaye kyun. Allahu Akbar. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she has said about the beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that فَلَوْ سَمِعُوا فِي مِصْرْ أَوْسَافَ خَدِّهِ لَمَا بَذَلُوا فِي سَوْمِ يُوسُفَ مِنْ نَقْذِي. Meaning, if the people of Egypt had heard about the beauty and the qualities of the Mubarak face of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would not have spent their wealth in putting a price upon Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah. And then she goes on to say that Lawahi Zulaykha law ra'ayna jabinahu la asarna bil qat'il qulub 'ala al aidi. Allahu Akbar. If the women criticizing Zulaykha had seen the bright and shining forehead of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then instead of cutting their hands, they would have preferred to cut their hearts. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Sayyidah Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala goes on to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beautiful and bright colored. He was radiant. Allahu Akbar. She further said, a drop of his perspiration on his radiant face seemed like a pearl. Allahu Akbar. This is the khasais and the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great sahabi, Sayyidina Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala, he says that once I saw the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a full moon night. It was the night of full moon. And Chaudhami ka chand, which we like to call. I sometimes looked at the moon. And then the other times I looked towards the shining face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I concluded I would look at the moon, then the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I reached the conclusion that his blessed face was more beautiful than even the moon. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This is the magnificent beauty of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot surely describe the beauty and attributes and excellence of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but only collect mercies and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by listening about his beautiful and blessed Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his face, his Mubarak forehead, his hair, Allahu Akbar, the shamail of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mirror of the beauty of Allah azza wa jal and the manifestation and radiance. It was fleshy and somewhat round. Having seen the blessed face, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu spoke, his face is not the face of a liar. He then embraced Islam just by looking at the beauty of the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar A'la Hadrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He then very beautifully says, Tere khulqu ko haq ne azim kaha, Tere khilq ko حق نے جمیل کیا, کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شہا, تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم. اللہ اکبر. Such beautiful words in the praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madina, Madina, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The blessed forehead of the revered Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wide and it would shine like a lamp. Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, Mata yabdu fil layl al bahim jabinuhu balaja mithna misbah al dujal mutawaqqidi. In the darkness of the night, when the forehead of the beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared, it would shine like a lamp that is lit in the darkness. Allahu Akbar. This is the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we are talking about. When Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah, a senior sahabi, when he asked, Ya Rasulullah, what was the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created before anything was the noor of your prophet, but the light of your prophet from his light. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hadrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, what the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his shining forehead. Jiske maathe shafaat ka sehra raha, us jabine saadat pehla kho salam Mustafa. Jaane rahmat ila ko salam. Now, the blessed ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba paid such great attention to every blessed part of the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they watched closely his days and nights and every action of his. Allahu Akbar. They documented everything as if their life depended on it. Allahu Akbar. Both the blessed ears of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba say they were perfect. Allah granted him excellent hearing. Therefore, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions, "What I see, you cannot see," meaning what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can see, no one can see, not even his companion. And what I hear, you cannot hear. I also hear the sound of the sky. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat very beautifully described this Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his ash'ar. Dooro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaan lale karamat pehla kho salam Mustafa, jaane rahmat pehla kho salam. The blessed mouth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was broad. His blessed cheeks were smooth and his front teeth were wide and sparkling. Allahu Akbar. At the time of conversation, a noor, a light used to be emanating from his Mubarak teeth. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled, the walls would become bright. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala says about that face and that mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wo dahan jiski har baat wahiye khuda chashmaye ilm o hikmat pehla ko salam Mustafa jaane rehmat pehla ko salam. As we mentioned the story of Sayyida Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was highly prestigious when he was quiet, and when he spoke, his face would become illuminated and bright. Allahu Akbar. He would speak in an extremely sweet voice, subhanallah, and his conversation would be clear. It was neither useless nor absurd. These were the blessed beauty and the beautiful qualities of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hazrat says once again, very beautifully, wo zabaan jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe uski nafiz hukumat pehla ko salam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the life can go on and on, but we would still not be able to sum up the beauty of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as the shair very beautifully says that la yumkinu sanau, it is impossible to praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as he deserves. La yumkinu sanau kama kana haqquhu ba'das khuda buzurg tui qissa mukhtasar. Allahu Akbar. Let us inshallah conclude with these beautiful couplets of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he stays, wo kamale husne huzur hai ki gumane naqs jahan nahi yahi phool khar se dur hai yahi shamma hai ki dhua nahi. Sallu al habib sallallahu ala muhammad. Let us inshallah take this pledge that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam, the magnificent teachings of Islam, teachings of Islam.